BC1 call before digging. Visit fortisbc.com/safedigging. Weather's brought to you by Lotto Max. The sky's the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $22 million. Dream to the max with Lotto Max, 19 plus to play. We've got sunshine ahead. Today is going to be a beauty. The high will be 12, right now 6 degrees.
Move 103.5, so what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Oh, boy. Okay, so while many Canadian exporters are relieved, of course, that we've dodged new American tariffs, that all happened yesterday, some of Canada's biggest industries will face existential threats from border taxes. President Donald Trump said imported vehicles would be subject to 25% tariffs, which includes those produced in Canada, despite the existing free trade deal. Canada's steel and aluminum industries are still subject to 25% tariffs, as are any goods not compliant with the Canada-US-Mexico agreement. Flavio Volpe, who's the head of the Automotive Parts Manufacturers Association, posted on social media that Canada avoided reciprocal tariffs, but is still being subject to others in this highly integrated industry was like dodging a bullet into the path of a tank. Importers of vehicles from Canada and Mexico will be able to apply to have the U.S. value of vehicle content excluded from the tariffs, but the details aren't clear. So what does that all mean? It means one of our biggest industries has and is still impacted by the tariffs. The effects of the new auto tariffs that kicked in are about to hit Canadian auto workers. Union Local 444, which represents the steel Windsor assembly plant in Windsor, Ontario, says, of course, they are expecting that there will be layoffs. And a new study says the cold water fjords on the central coast may hold a key to sea star survival by serving as a marine refuge for critically endangered sunflower sea stars in our part of the world. The study says that they've conducted a long-term scientific research paper and that the wasting disease that wiped out more than 90% of our starfish is starting to ease. They say the sea stars appear to be protected from the disease by deep cold trenches and high, high salty water.
CHQM Vancouver. Move 103.5. An iHeart radio station.
Password to paradise.
Move 103.5's Password to Paradise. Chance to experience Sandals Royal Bahamian on Nassau's iconic Cable Beach.
Let's get you to the Bahamas. The beaches are beautiful. The water is beautiful. If you go scuba diving, it's pretty darn incredible there. All-inclusive trip for two to Sandals Royal Bahamian just by entering at least one password on our website.
And this hour's password is TREE. Take a nap on a nice, hot, sunny day on a lounger under a tree. Lots of spots to actually do that. One of us may actually have done that a few weeks ago. TREE is this hour's password. Enter it now at move1035.ca and be listening for the next password at 8 o'clock on Move.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you,
baby.
You be like heaven to touch.
Huh.
I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stand. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just so good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. to hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Trip to Sandals Royal Bahamian in the Bahamas coming up later this morning. To get in on these daily draws, just enter a password or two on our website.
This hour's password is tree. Like a palm tree, but just tree. Enter that at move1035.ca. Here's Hozier and Too Sweet on Move.
It can't be said I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me to live right, to go to bed before the daylight, but then you wake up for the sunrise. You know you don't gotta pretend.
waking up with the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
Yeah, bunks on rungs.
Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones.
Woke up this morning, I think I'm on something. Send out that warning, 'cause I'm feeling like, don't need no coffee, I'm feeling cocky. Beat the energy, 'cause I'm feeling like, hoodie, sneakers, keys and phone. Music, shuffle, move along. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones.
Sorry, not sorry. Can't hear you calling. One woman party, and I'm feeling like, you know how it be. Tempo like heartbeat, running in these damn streets.
Hoodie, sneakers, keys and phone. Music, shuffle, move along. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Hoodie, sneakers, keys and phone. Music, shuffle, move along. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Got a beat in my headphones.
The Nat and Drew Show on Move 103.5.
Talking about first dates, if we all agree that a first date is a test, how about standardizing that test? A buddy of mine is divorced, been divorced for a while. He's back into the dating pool again after being in a different relationship for the last couple of months. He's been back single again, and he is active. Proud of him. He's active and
he's getting out
there.
He's putting himself out there.
But this is what he does. He takes every date to the same place for the first date. They go to the same place for the first date. It's his way of knowing how this date is going versus some of the others. If they do the exact same date, they're going to the same restaurant every single time. How do you feel about standardizing the first date experience? 604-280-1035, or you can text 103535.
So this person here didn't leave a name, but says, bad idea. Different dates require different dynamic settings. They bring different chemistry. Somebody else, though, is like, I think it's a good idea and a bad idea. It's good because it's true. He's testing to see how it's going with different people, which makes sense. But then the bad idea is that he himself is probably getting bored and going through the motions of the same restaurant over and over again. He's like, I've already had the chicken parmesan for the fourth time this week.
I don't think it's that frequent. I don't think the dates are that frequent. Satnam, you had a question about my buddy.
I did. As you guys were talking, all I kept thinking was, A, is he like getting the same server? And what are they thinking about your friends?
Maybe they
I'm so curious.
Yeah. Maybe they just think he has like a lot of business meetings on Saturday nights.
Or if I was a server, I would be like, hey, wink twice if you need help, because he's bringing a different chick here every Sunday.
See, I was thinking it was pretty cool. That was one of the things that I thought was kind of fun, is like, these servers are seeing you bring in like somebody different every 2-3 weeks.
Yeah. I'm so curious, but just to go back to what your friend is doing, it's different. If I had met this guy and found out after the fact, like, that's what we hit it off, I think I'd be okay with it, because it's just so, such a random thing, and hey, why not?
He's being different by not being different.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, how would you compare one variable to the next, right? Unless you have the same same, like, you know, foundation.
So he's being very scientific by removing some of the variables.
And I'm so not a science person, but yeah, I guess that's the way I look at it.
Well, right after the show today, I will text my buddy and say you're a scientist. Look at you. You didn't even know you were a scientist. Satnam, thank you so much for calling. 604-280-1035.
Cat's 402. She sent us a text at 103535. Yep. The exact same first date method. And she's put it in quotes like that's his new, this is a new thing.
It's genius. He invented it, maybe.
And she says that's dating plus science, says Kat. Now, again, I don't know whether, Kat, you're qualified to say what is science, but there we go.
Oh, actually, you know what? Maybe my buddy didn't invite this. Elise, you say you've actually done something very similar. How did your dates go?
I went to the same coffee shop with each first date and wore one specific outfit.
And was this planned or was this a pattern that you fell into?
Well, no, I think I planned it.
And it's always a coffee shop date before a dinner date.
Yeah.
But then the same outfit every single time.
Yeah, pair of jeans, t-shirt. Yeah.
You wanted to keep it super casual.
Yeah.
I love that. And how have things worked out for you?
Yeah, I'm married now.
Okay. Well, so my buddy's not a complete freak after all.
How many of these coffee shop dates in the same outfit did it take?
Oh, I don't want my husband to know that, but no, a few.
More Move music next.
Move Radio.
I am the best attorney in the country.
From New York to L.A., it's the Suit spinoff you can't get enough of.
Remember this guy?
Harvey, the only person I knew cockier than you.
Suits L.A., all new, Sunday at 9, 10 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Oh. Hero Home Care presents Hero Facts with Captain Mighty.
One hero that could be anywhere is Camouflage Carl.
Camouflage.
He could be in the room right now. Oof, I prefer heroes that stand out, like the heroes at Hero Home Care.
Right, because whether the need is companionship, 24-hour nursing care, or something in between, they provide solutions for peace of mind for families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
Yes, and that's why they're heroes, not just caregivers. Gotcha, Carl.
That's a floor lamp.
Right, he did seem a tad svelte.
Hero!
Homecare.ca. Need to make more money? Own a franchise and control your future. Come to the Franchise Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Vancouver Convention Center to meet with the hottest franchises. Get valuable advice at free seminars and learn how you can open a successful business. This is your only chance to see all your best money-making opportunities in one place. Find the perfect business for you at BC's largest franchise show this weekend, Vancouver Convention Center. Get tickets at VancouverFranchiseShow.com.
Ooh, hello, scary monster from my nightmares. Why aren't I scared of you? Because I'm dreaming this nightmare in my new Vågstranda mattress from IKEA. I'm too comfortable and cozy to be scared. Oh no, scary monster, please don't cry. Look, I'm scared.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Hey, do you like my coat?
Yes, but haven't you had that for ages?
Yes, I love this coat, but I thought I had to get rid of it.
How come?
I had lost a button, but I put it back on.
Wow.
Is there anything I can't do? Nothing feels better than wearing the clothing you've repaired. When you repair your clothes, you reduce waste, and that will make you feel as good as you look. Learn how at repairandrewear.ca.
Breaking story from Alpine News Network. Jan owns a home and a restaurant fusing French and Mexican cuisine. But she is fusing no more because her ovens have gone kaput. She heard about Alpine Credits, who sent over their speediest superhero. Canada Dash was approved for a business loan to fix her ovens. The hero even had some of her poutine nachos. Yum. Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Our engagement ring collection is the biggest you can find.
And our prices for diamonds are obviously better.
Because we pay cash for our diamonds.
When you're ready to propose, come to Spence.
This would be the perfect time, don't you think?
We don't put our engagement rings in locked showcases.
We put them out where you can try them on and see how they look on you.
And every engagement ring has the price on it.
At Spence, you never need to ask how much is this one.
You're really going to enjoy your time at Spence.
Spence. Wow! Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Good morning, I'm Aaron Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We have one issue. It's a crash in Surrey, Highway 10 westbound at 124th. It is moved off to the right lane. Did you know you could be at risk of getting severe COVID-19 just by being over 60? Ask your pharmacist or doctor about prescription treatments for mild to moderate COVID-19. Sunshine ahead today. It's going to be a beauty. The high will be about 13. Right now, 6 degrees.
Thanks, Aaron. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Coming up, Dolly Parton has a new business venture. It sounded like it was maybe a joke because it was announced on April Fool's Day. It is not. It's the real deal. We'll tell you what it is. Coming up.
Dolly doing business. And Cher turning back time. Move 103.5. Good morning.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes.
Move 103.5. Well, have you watched the biggest show on the planet right now?
What's trending?
It's called Adolescence. It's a British drama telling the story of a 13-year-old boy who's arrested and accused of murder.
That's my age. What are you looking for? You're making a big mistake.
Dad.
He's only a kid.
Dad, I haven't done anything.
Oh, God, the intensity. That's not terribly spoilerific. It happens within the first 10 minutes of the very first episode. It's on Netflix. Again, it's just 4 episodes, British drama, in just 3 weeks since it's been released. It has become one of the most watched shows in Netflix history. It's ninth now on the all-time list. And just based on how it's going, they say that, and it's only been out 3 weeks as well. Like, that's how quickly it's kind of taken over. Those who kind of follow the trends and data of this thing say it's probably going to wind up being one of the three most watched shows ever on Netflix, because every day it's just clocking millions and millions and millions of more views.
I haven't started it yet. I'm very well aware of it, and I keep, like, I feel like I almost have to, like, gird myself to do it because it is intense. Have you guys have started it, right?
I've seen it.
You've seen the whole thing.
You've
seen the whole thing. Okay.
I watched it in like a day.
Yeah.
Because the total, it's only four episodes, and I think the total runtime of the show, if you total up the, it's like 3 hours and 45 minutes. Well, so you can do it in a day.
How did you feel afterwards, honestly? Do you remember, like, once it was done?
The last, I don't want to say too much, the last scene absolutely destroyed me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Incredible finish.
Yeah.
Incredible finish.
Aaron? Yeah, I mean, the acting, right? You'll recognize all the actors from a million different shows that are on if you watch any British TV. It's incredible. But I'm so happy with these numbers because this is probably one of the most important stories that can be told right now.
Yeah.
The whole world of incel, which is what this is all about, and young, and the effects of social media and peer pressure and what's the messages that are out there right now for young men. And it's just, yeah, I mean, they're going to start showing it in schools in the Scandinavian countries.
It's incredible. Like, it really is. And I think if you're a parent of young kids in particular, I think you need to watch it, and you need to talk to your kids about it.
Absolutely.
And then maybe what age your kids are, then they need to see it, because it really is incredible. I'm not sure that I need to see it. It's based on a lot of, it's based on some real cases.
Absolutely.
Too.
And kind of a compilation.
Yeah. But so because apparently it is incredible, but it is just, it's so heartbreaking on so many levels, because it is based on real world stuff.
And you know, the artistic achievement around it, right? With these one shots, which have become this huge famous thing that everybody's doing, right? It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And there's one episode that is a complete one shot they did it in one take, and it's just, you cannot believe the acting of the two people involved. It's unbelievable.
It is. Each episode, if you haven't heard, it's one continuous long shot unfolding in real time. There's huge time jumps between each episode. But it is a remarkable artistic and technical accomplishment. The acting is incredible, and it's on its way to be becoming one of the biggest shows ever.
All right, well, let's go on to something that's also very artistic. It was announced on April Fool's Day. It is not a prank. From the woman that brought us this song.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
From Jolene to Jolene's, which is Dolly Parton's new jeans line.
Oh.
It's a line, they're called Jolene's. They're limited time only jeans available through Khloe Kardashian's label. That label's called Good American. And it starts today, where you can get yourself a pair of Dolly Parton jeans. They're not going to be super cheap. The cheapest price point Canadian is about $100. And then they go up to probably close to $300. Very size inclusive. All the sizes are available. Rhinestones available.
Oh, too bad we can only think about buying those.
Yes, there's that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you make an exception for Dolly Parton or not. Well,
not right now.
You know what? I'm going to leave it up to the people.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
Show.
Today's best variety.
Move 1035.
And I heard that you found someone new 2 weeks after me and you. Lucky that I'm not the jealous type, 'cause I gave you everything that's left. You gave me something to forget. Hope you know that you ruined my life. I could get so mad that he's the one you wanted. Baby, you know how to break a promise. So guess on the way that you forgot. You casted me into a fire. You're the best looking damn liar. Deep inside your soul it starts to rot. Baby, you know how to break a promise. After me and you, lucky that I'm not the jealous type. So good luck to your boyfriend. He's gonna need it when you go off and cheat again. Good luck to your boyfriend. Got a lot to deal with. Got
Alexander Stewart on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's Nat, Drew, and Aaron on the Nat and Drew Show. I found this a little bit surprising, but apparently a third of us don't start doing this until after 3 in the afternoon. Based on like an eyeball test of how people walk around, I would think people would be doing it a lot sooner than, you know, after 3 in the afternoon. But according to a new survey, that a third of us are not drinking water until after 3.
Then what's the point of all the Stanley water bottles?
Well, I don't know. I think those are maybe we think they're everywhere and maybe they're not really everywhere. Maybe everybody actually truly doesn't have one.
Or they're just an accessory that people tout around and don't actually use to the extent that we think they're being used.
I think there's a bit of that, actually. I think there's a bit of like, I'm so healthy, I'm so good, look at my water.
A status thing.
Yeah.
And maybe if you actually open up the Stanley, it's just full of like your debit card, maybe your phone, maybe it's purse.
100%, just dust.
Yeah, has never seen water. I do, you know, there is that thing, you're supposed to drink 8 glasses of water a day, give or take, depending on how active you are, depending on, you know, what other things that you drink, et cetera, and stuff. But I still, I go through phases. I find it a bit of a challenge at times. I know, Aaron, this has been like a real thing for you, where you've been trying really hard.
Yes, because I actually used to hate water. Like literally hate it.
Like
I would
cat.
Drink. Yeah, like anything else. Like, and it never made sense to me, to be completely honest. It still doesn't. Like, why would you drink water when you could drink wine? Why would you drink water when you could have a milkshake? Like, I'm serious.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, honestly, and I think this speaks to the whole like Stanley thing. Like,
for sure.
Let's be real. If you had a choice between anything else and water,
Let's be real.
Fair
water's
enough.
Your first choice.
And I do think that that explains, if you're really talking about like a one-to-one difference, that explains a lot of problems. If people are one-to-one substituting wine for water or milkshakes for water.
Come on.
Both are delicious, but both bring on in those quantities some problems of their own.
Fair enough. It's the zero calories of water. The idea that your body needs water to function. Apparently, rumor has it that your body does not need milkshakes to function.
I know, but it brings joy. And you do need joy in your life.
And I love how you left out wine.
Yes, well, you know, I feel like the science is still out on that. They keep saying how bad it is for you now, but like, I'm not sure.
Maybe we should be checking your Stanley bottle.
Exactly.
I don't have a Stanley. I was actually looking at my water bottle collection because they're basically, most of them are just, I'm not even sure how we have them. Like, some of them I think are work promo items.
Yes.
Some of them I have, you know, I don't have a sexy water bottle. Like, I have one that I'm using now that I know at some point had a label. Now it's just silver. I don't even know what was on here at one point.
I do feel like water bottles are the new reusable bag where you just have 1,000 of them in your home and you don't know how they got there. We have an entire drawer full of water bottles and maybe two or three, like my kids each take a water bottle to school. I'm bringing a water bottle to work right now because we're having plumbing issues on our floor and our drinking water is out.
Uh-huh.
I would just usually get a glass and fill it, but now I'm bringing a water bottle. The other 42 bottles are just sitting in the drawer every day.
See,
how'd they get there?
I've never purchased one and I don't have one now.
No.
And I feel like I'm ahead of the game.
Well, how did you keep your milkshakes? Where would you carry your milkshakes?
In their paper cups.
However McDonald's serves them.
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Matt and Drew Show.
It's 6:39. Coming up, we have more Jonas Brothers tickets to give away on the show. They're coming to town in September. We'll spin the wheel of games just after 7 o'clock. Whatever game it lands on, if you win it, you get those tickets. Good.
We're here to protect people.
Officer John Nolan has proven he can keep up with the young cops and the criminals.
Try and stop me.
Nathan Fillion stars in The Rookie.
Let's get this done.
New episode Tuesday at 9, 10 Mountain. Stream next day on Crave.
When you're moving, Pods knows that flexibility matters. Instead of a moving truck, Pods delivers a portable storage container right to your driveway, so you can take your time loading and unloading. Between moves, you can store at a local Pods storage center. Get a quote today at pods.ca or by calling 888-939-PODS. Pods Moving and Storage, trusted with over 6 million moves.
Wagovi! Wagovi! Ask for it by name! Wagovi! Wagovi! That's all I will say! There's things about Wagovi that I wanna talk to! Don't ask me! Go ask your doctor! Wagovi! Wagovi! It's all I will say! Wagovi! Wagovi! Ba 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 bang bang! Ask your doctor about Wagovi today! Visit the website Wagovi!
Wondering what everyday life looks like in a retirement residence? Drop in to a local Chartwell retirement residence for their open house April 4th and 5th between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Visit chartwell.com today to learn more.
Get a TSN 4-month pass for $60 and go mad for March Madness, the Masters, Wimbledon, and more. Also included, TSN Plus. Subscribe now. Offer ends April 7th. Visit tsn.ca/subscribe.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. One issue this morning, a crash in Surrey, Highway 10 westbound at 124th. It has moved to the right-hand lane. When it's time to renew your car insurance, get trusted advice with BCAA. Just give them a call, stop by your nearest location, or go to bcaa.com. We've got clouds, a few here and there, and then sunshine for today. It's going to be a beauty. The high will be about 13, right now 9 degrees.
What was I made?
With the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 1035.
You're a nice guy, and you're looking for a nice girl to fall for you for a lifetime. But that's not my vibe, I'm just trying to have fun. You say love is blind, but that's just something right there, cause I'm looking in your eyes, and I'm burning fire. Sex on my mind, and that's what you want. Face to face, and we both know the truth. You call my bluff, I can't lie like you do. Wish I could tell you that I love you, but I can't. Wish I could call you on the morning, but I can't. Wish I could tell you that I miss you, but I can't. This is not a love song. I get excited when you kiss me like that. When my body to body like that. Wish I could tell you that I want you more than that. But this is not a love song. You're a sentimental guy, one of a kind. You're really bold, that's hard to find. But that's not my type. You should find your other side, the apple to your eye. The yin to your yang, the blue to your sky. A kiss in the rain, the metal to your chain. But you should know that's not my thing. Here, face to face, and we both know the truth. You call on the bluff, I can't lie like you do. Wish I could tell you that I love you, but I can't. Wish I could call you in the morning, but I can't. Wish I could tell you that I miss you, but I can't. This is not a love song. I get excited when you kiss me like that. When my body to body like that. Wish I could tell you that I want you more than that. But this is not a love song. Wish I could tell you that I love you, but I can't. Wish I could call you in the morning, but I can't. Wish I could tell you that I miss you, but I can't. This is not a love song. I get excited when you kiss me like that. When my body to body like that. Wish I could tell you that I want you more than that. But this is not a love song. I want.
Today's Best Variety, Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Nat, Drew, and Aaron. Cruise ship footage has gone crazy viral because of just how dangerous it seemed.
Yo.
This is the dangerous sea shanty.
Is this what's playing on the deck of the ship?
That's right, as everything is going down.
Oh, scary.
Over the loudspeaker.
Oh, my God.
The captain plays this.
What a prank.
No, this is from a reel.
Oh, okay.
So what it is the Drake Passage, right, which is the body of water in between Argentina and Antarctica. And if you want to go to Antarctica, you've got to sail through the Drake Passage. It's just literally one of the most dangerous routes in the world, but there are these specially equipped cruise ships that will take you through there. And a travel blogger recently went through and filmed her experience. And they had what they call, if you're familiar with the route, the Drake Shake, that happened twice on their voyage. And the Drake Shake is where you get these insane waves that are literally crashing up against the windows. They can get as high, again, as 65 feet tall. And you think that there's just... You're going to go under.
Yeah.
You're going to go down.
Yeah.
You're going to go down to the bottom of the cold, cold ocean. And they don't, and you go through it. But it can last for 2 days. You can be tossed around in that thing for like 2 days.
I generally don't have a whole lot of interest in going to Antarctica.
In the tossing?
No, it's interesting. I really don't have any interest in going to Antarctica. But seeing this footage... That does intrigue me.
Mm-hmm.
That does interest me.
Oh, wow.
The power of the ocean is just so fascinating to me. So to be able to see it that close up and waves and swells of that size and be safe in it and see it all come crashing down and right out there, right in front of you, that is more appealing than actually the destination itself.
I had a friend that just recently came back from Antarctica, and she didn't take footage, but they had the Drake Shake on the boat as well.
Did she not have a camera with her? How did she not take footage of that?
She was too busy puking.
What are you doing?
Puking.
The point of being on the boat she was really, get the video.
She was really, this is, you don't necessarily know, like, if you're going to get seasick. Some people don't. Some people really do.
Okay.
And it was so intense that she really did. Like, she was, despite being sick for 2 days straight, she was like, I would do it again in a heartbeat. It's the most incredible trip. Mm. Like, it just really, like, Antarctica is insane. Like, it's just so wild. The footage is on our Instagram, so you should check it out there. It's just, I'm not sure if I could do it, but I am tempted as well just looking at it.
So I'm gonna ask a real basic question that's probably gonna make me sound like a moron.
Go for it.
What do you do once you get to Antarctica? Besides walking, like, hiking and mm-hmm. walking mm-hmm. and seeing,
mm-hmm.
What do you do? What's there?
That's it. I think you marvel at the wonder.
Okay.
I think you hug a penguin.
So, okay. So that's a day.
I don't think you're not there for like weeks.
Well, how long are you there for? It's a long trip to go for just like a weekend.
I think you're on the boat, right? And I actually had another friend and their whole thing was they were supposed to do a marathon that was happening on the landmass of Antarctica.
Wow.
So they went down and to do that, but there's always the risk that the weather won't cooperate.
Sure.
If the weather doesn't cooperate, then you have to do the marathon on the boat.
Ew.
And the weather didn't cooperate. So you can kind of see Antarctica, but you can't get there. So now you're just running laps on the boat.
Yeah.
Which sucks. But they have a marathon. You can do a marathon when you get there. Yeah. Maybe.
You think the rainy day at your all-inclusive is bad vacation luck? Try doing that trip.
Nat and Drew Show on Move 103.5.
Wow. Came all the way to Antarctica to do a marathon, and now we got to run it on this boat.
Here's the thing. I guess I haven't trained hard enough for anything, because I'd be like, guess who's not doing the marathon?
Yeah, no kidding. $1,000 minute at 7:35. We'll hook you up with the answer to question one right after the news at 7.
These women are good people.
Amanda Seyfried stars.
It's our job to protect them.
In the riveting mystery thriller.
You gotta let it go.
I'll let it go when I find her.
Long Bright River, all new. Saturday at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific on USA Network. Stream on Crave.
Hi, it's Drew Savage.
Have you ever needed to get something fixed in your house and it's a disaster? No shows, surprise costs, you name it, it's happened. So when my toilet sprung a leak this week, I knew what to do. I downloaded the Jiffy app, which is finally in Vancouver. I was matched with John, a licensed, vetted plumber, and he came the next day, diagnosed the issue, and fixed the leak at a great price. You've got to try this too. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code MOVE25 for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Here's Mike from You Move Me with another customer review.
Here's one from Ryan in Vancouver. The Move Me team was an absolute dream. Friendly, professional, and funny. They made light work of what could have been a very difficult move. Thanks, Ryan. We believe a little well-placed humor can make moving almost fun.
There are nearly 3,000 You Move Me reviews you can read online anytime. See why You Move Me is the home of your best move ever. YouMoveMe.com.
Oh, no. I can't be out of ink. Not now.
Megatech.
Why do I always do this to myself? Ah, what is that printer that comes with 30 times the ink?
Megatech.
Yes, it's a Canon. Mega... phone?
Megatank.
It's a Canon printer. It comes with like 2 grand worth of ink. Prints me over 7,700 color pages.
Megatank.
Mega what?
Listen to the voice in your head and get a Canon Megatank printer so you don't have to think about ink for a long, long time. Canon Megatank printers available at Staples, Best Buy, and London Drugs.
Visit the Miss Dior Love Atelier pop-up at Metropolis at Metrotown. Discover the new Mini Miss Solid Perfume with Maxi Couture Statement. Enjoy made-to-measure souvenirs, bottle customizations, photo moments, and more. On April 2nd to 6th at Metropolis at Metrotown, outside Sephora.
We love our kids.
They're 2 and 4.
But we really don't want to have more.
So get a vasectomy.
Okay.
If you want to get next to me.
I do.
So I'll book a fun appointment today without delay.
Doctors Neil Pollock and Jack Chang offer a no-scalpel, no-needle vasectomy performed in less than 10 minutes. Book an appointment today at PollockClinics.com.
It's me, your barbecue, and I'm a raging fire. But that won't last long. Someone sold you damp wood, which means I can't burn properly. Heat getting weaker. Can't cook steaks. If only you had the right fuel.
Make it right. Make it Rona. Rona Week is on now. Save 15% on Pit Boss barbecues, accessories, and fuel. Conditions apply. Details in store and more offers at rona.ca.
Vancouver's favorite way to wake up.
The Nat and Drew Show. Today's best variety. Move 1035.
It's a beautiful night.
Thank you.
Davis with Move 103.5 traffic. Couple of issues, a crash in Langley. Highway 1 westbound near Glover Road, right shoulder, and in Richmond, a crash 91 westbound after Westminster Highway. When it's time to renew your car insurance, get trusted advice with BCAA. Just give them a call, stop by your nearest location, or go to bcaa.com. We've got some, just a few light clouds out there here and there this morning, and then it's going to all burn off. We're going to see sun today. The high will be 12, right now 6 degrees.
Move 1035, so what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Well, after all that, Canada and Mexico exempt from U.S. President Donald Trump's new reciprocal tariffs. A fact sheet from Trump's office says goods imported outside of the existing Canada-U.S. trade deal will see a 10% tariff. Canada was left off a lengthy list that Trump unveiled, showing the tariff levels most other countries will face starting today. Trump also said he's going ahead with the previously announced 25% tariffs on automobile imports starting at midnight. So, summary, we're going to pay those 25% tariffs on our automobile industry, but right now it doesn't look like any other tariffs will be put in for now. Prime Minister Mark Carney says Trump's tariff regime will, quote, fundamentally change the global trading system. Carney met with his cabinet committee on Canada-U.S. relations in Ottawa and promised we'll fight tariffs with countermeasures despite being excluded from new reciprocal tariffs. Canada is still affected, including auto, steel, and aluminum exports to the U.S. Closer to home, a new study says critically endangered sunflower sea stars are seeking refuge in fjords in B.C.'s cold water bodies. The Central Coast may hold a key to sea star survival by serving as a marine refuge for critically endangered starfish. The co-author of the study says starfish are a keystone species and have kept populations of sea urchins in check, which in turn allow kelp forests to grow, and all sea animals need those kelp forests. And big 80s style shoulder pads for women are cool again. Suits, blazers, and blouses with shoulder pads are back. They were everywhere on the fashion runways last fall, and now they're showing up in stores for spring.
CHQM Vancouver. Move 1035.